Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I'm your host, Guy Alvarez, and today we're going to talk about what are the main things you should consider if you're looking to redesign your website. Every day, we have people approaching us on a daily basis that are either looking to redesign their website or are considering a redesign. And in many instances, we see a lot of issues or things that they haven't thought about when it comes to, one, selecting the right agency to redesign your website. And then second, what are the different things you need to consider before you even select the agency to redesign your website? We see many law firms and companies that are considering a redesign because they want to move from a brochure-like website into a lead generation website, or even a website that is more modern, reflects their professional look, and is easy to navigate by their customers. So today we're going to talk about some of the top things you should consider when you're talking or when you're thinking about redesigning your website. So the first thing that I want to talk about, and this is something that we've seen a lot, is law firms or companies will come to us, they'll say, we want to redesign our website. But when we start to talk to them, they realize that they either don't own their domain name or they don't actually own the existing website. There are many companies out there and agencies that when you're first starting out, when you're first building your website, they'll say, oh, you know, we'll register the domain for you and, you know, we'll handle building your website. So one of the first things you want to consider and make sure of is that you own your own domain. That way, if you ever want to move to a different agency or if you want to bring your redesign in-house, you have the ability to control that domain, have the ability to control the DNS setup, so that you can point that DNS to wherever you need to point it, to the new server, and you don't have any issues. Now, if for some reason you realize that you don't own your own domain, then make sure you speak to your current agency or current provider and tell them that you want to take ownership over your domain. Most people have their domains registered with GoDaddy or with Network Solutions, and transferring domain ownership from one person to the other is fairly simple as long as the agency or developer you're working with is willing to cooperate. So that's the first thing you want to do, is you want to make sure that you own your domain and you have the ability to change the DNS settings for that domain. The second thing you want to make sure of is if you are looking to redesign your website, look at your existing contract to find out what you actually own. In some instances, you will own everything. You will own the design, you will own the technology, and you will own the content. However, we have been seeing a lot of law firms recently that are with a company that actually owns the actual design and technology, and the only thing the law firm owns is the content. That is an important thing to consider when you're entering into an agreement with an agency or with a developer, is to figure out who's going to own what. And you really should demand that everything that is being built, you should have ownership, or your firm should have ownership. So that is really important. If you only own your content, and you need to talk to your existing agency or developer and figure out how you can export that content out. The best way to export that content is to do an XML export, because that not only exports the actual copy or images, but it also exports the relationships between that content. So if at all possible, if you're looking to migrate or redesign your website, make sure that you get the XML export of your content so that it'll make it easier when you're building or redesigning your new site. Another thing you want to make sure of is your Google Analytics setup. A lot of times agencies or website developers will actually open a Google Analytics account under their parent account. And what happens is when you're now launching a new website and you want that access to that Google Analytics added to your new website, the ID, Google Analytics ID, if the agency owns the parent account, then you're not going to be able to easily transfer ownership over that property. You are able to do that, but we've seen many instances where the agency or the developer is not willing to do that. So what happens is law firms or companies have to start from scratch, and they lose all of that valuable data from the past in terms of their analytics. If for some reason you're in a situation where that's what you're going to need to do, my recommendation is that you ask your agency or developer, or if you have your own access to your Google Analytics, I would do a dump, export out all of the data for the last year so that you can use that data as a historical analysis. And when you move on to your new website, you can see and compare how the new website is performing as opposed to how the old website was performing. Another thing you want to consider is SEO. A lot of times we see and we work with clients who have just, you know, paid thousands and thousands of dollars for a new beautiful looking website. But now what they realize is that their SEO is all messed up, where they used to rank for certain keywords and show up in certain search engine results pages on Google or on Bing. Now they're not showing up at all. And the reason why that is a couple of different things. Number one is they didn't take the time to analyze how their old website was performing from an SEO perspective and to identify any external links that were linking to the old website that were providing valuable SEO juice. External linking is very important for off-page SEO. And so one of the first things you want to consider when you're doing a redesign is to figure out all of those sites that are linking to you and make sure that any of those links that are valuable, any of those links that are providing that SEO juice, you want to make sure that you redirect them to the new pages on your new site. And so that is really, really important and something that we don't see many firms and many companies doing. And it's something we highly recommend. Also on the SEO side, a lot of times agencies or developers will set up a website, but they won't actually submit your website to Google Search Console. Google Search Console, which was previously known as Google Web Manager or Google Web Tools, basically it enables you to see how the Google search engine is indexing and crawling your existing website. And so having an opportunity to see how Google is indexing and crawling your existing website, and also to identify what keywords your site is showing up for, will give you a great ability as you do the redesign, because you'll know some of those things that need to be fixed, as well as some of those keywords that you were previously ranking for and that you want to make sure that you continue to rank for. So those are the SEO specific type of things you want to consider when you are looking to redesign your website. What other things you want to consider when you're looking to redesign? You want to, again, we talked about what pages and search terms are currently drawing traffic. You want to think about what keywords and phrases you want to use to target your target audience. That is very important because that will help to figure out the information architecture. And the information architecture is where your content will live on your new website. So doing a bit of keyword research, gaining a better understanding of the keywords that you're going after and how your target audience would be searching for the services that your company or firm delivers. Those are really important things to consider while you are thinking about a website redesign. Other things you want to consider, you want to analyze what's currently working and what isn't working on your existing website. I've seen many times where law firms or companies want to do a redesign without taking the time to evaluate what actually is working on your website. And the best way to do this, again, is to look at your Google Analytics, look at your web analytics to see what are the pages that are getting the most visits and traffic, to see how long people are staying on your website, to see how many pages do they actually visit when they come to visit your website. So it's important to do this analysis so that you can inform yourself and have a good strategy for what the new website should be, what the redesigned website should be all about. Along these lines, another thing you want to do is you want to set goals for your new website. Like I said, many law firms and companies are looking to move from a traditional brochureware type of website to a website that helps them to generate leads, to enhance their thought leadership positioning, to raise awareness of their brands. All of these goals are good goals, but you need to determine which are most important to you, to your firm, to your company, because that will influence the type of website you will want to have and the type of redesign that you will want to do. So setting goals is extremely important. Another thing you want to think about is you want to research your users and your target audience. You want to get a sense for who they are, what kind of content they're interested in, what other websites they're looking at, how long they're staying on your site, where they're going on your site, what is the path that they're going through, how frequently they return to your site. These are all important things to consider because at the end of the day, you're building a website as a way to attract more visitors and as a way to reach your target audience. But if you don't understand your target audience, if you don't understand their web habits, then it's going to be very difficult to redesign a website that meets your goals and attracts your target audience. Along those lines, another recommendation would be to research your competition. See what other law firms or other companies are doing out there. See how they're structuring their websites. Not to copy them. You want to be unique, and every company and every firm is unique. But perhaps there are certain things that you like that you'd like to do on your website, certain aspects of a website. Or perhaps they'll give you an idea of something they're not doing well, but could be a good opportunity for you in the redesign of your website. So it's always important to look at your competition. And you can also look at your competition from an SEO perspective. You can see what kind of keywords your competitors are ranking for. And that'll give you an idea in terms of the types of keywords that you're going to be wanting to go after. And that will help to inform the information architecture and navigation of your new website. Let's talk about another very important thing, which is your content, right? I see many firms and companies that come out with these beautiful, visually attractive websites, but their content is still the same tired, self-promotional type of content. And so that is something that you want to consider, is to develop a content strategy for your website. And what you want to do is you really want to highlight what we call client-centric content. And that is content that is going to help to educate your audience, content that provides them an idea at a good level of what it is you do and how you help your clients or your customers. You know, case studies are a great way to do this because it lets you inform your target audience how you've been able to help similarly situated clients in the past. And so as you start to think about your content strategy, as you start to think about the information architecture of your site, think about the types of content that you want to display front and center that will help to educate your audience and that will help to enable them to understand how you are able to help them or how you've been able to help others. That's very, very important. Another thing to consider is responsiveness. More and more visitors are going to websites via their phone, their iPads, their tablets. So what you want to make sure is that your site, your new redesigned site, is responsive. You want to make sure it looks good in any device that people are using. And you also want to test for cross-browser functionality. We've seen a lot of websites that look great in one browser, but if you look at a different browser, they don't look so good. So what you want to do is you want to look again at your Google Analytics, see what kind of browser the majority of your visitors are using, and making sure that your website looks ideal when it comes to that particular browser and other similarly situated browsers. So responsiveness is really important. The other thing you want to make sure, and this is becoming extremely important, is make sure that your new website is SSL encrypted. Make sure you have that certificate. More and more now, Google Chrome, which is the most popular browser, if they get to a site that is not SSL encrypted, it'll provide a message that says that this site is not secure. And if you're a law firm or a company in the legal industry, that's the last thing you want your visitors to see. So make sure that the agency or the developer you've hired knows that when this site goes live, it must have an SSL certificate so that it is secure. And then make sure that the design, the navigation, links from HTTPS to HTTPS. You don't want any non-secure pages. And a lot of times what happens is developers and agencies will design a site. It's all HTTP because you haven't put the certificate on. Now you go live, they put the certificate on, but some of the internal links are still linking to non-secure pages. So you want to make sure that that HTTPS is propagated throughout the site, and you want to make sure that all of your internal links are linking to secure pages as opposed to non-secure pages. Another thing to consider, again, and we've already talked about it, but when you look at Google Search Console and you see those links that are providing juice, consider if you want to, you know, how you're going to link those to your new site. If your navigation scheme, if your URL scheme is staying the same, then it becomes fairly simple. There's no need to do redirects. If, on the other hand, the navigation scheme is completely changing and you are getting rid of pages or adding pages, think about how you want to redirect those external links, especially those that are important, how you want to redirect them to your new site so that you don't lose any of the SEO juice, so that people that are clicking on those links are not getting 404 errors. So that is very important. Another thing to consider is user friendliness. We talk about SEO friendly, but you also want to make sure that your site is user friendly. You want to make it as easy as possible for people to get to your content. You don't want them to jump around too much. You don't want to bury your content 3, 4, 5 links deep. The easier that it is to access, the better your navigation scheme, the better off you're going to be, that's going to help you not just with your visitors, but also with your SEO. All right. Well, that is certainly a lot of things to consider, but I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to go through this full analysis when you're considering or when you're thinking about redesigning your website. I hope you enjoyed today's show. As always, if you want to make sure that you don't miss any future shows, please make sure you go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast and you can also listen to some past episodes. Thanks again, and until next time.